This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Fireworks illuminated the sky over Japan's National Stadium in Tokyo as the Olympic opening ceremony came to an end Friday night. The opening ceremonies of the pandemic-delayed games were held without spectators as a measure to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, although some dignitaries and invited guests attended, including U.S. First Lady Jill Biden. IOC President Thomas Bach called it a day of hope.
It is very different from what all of us had imagined. But let us cherish this moment. Finally, we are all here together.
Officials banned spectators from all venues in the Tokyo area, with limited audiences allowed at a few outlying sites, in a step taken by the authorities to try to curb the spread of the virus. Infections have been surging, with Tokyo hitting a six-month high of 1,979 daily cases on Thursday. The widow of assassinated Haitian President Jovenel Moïse spoke Friday at his funeral in his hometown amid heavy security following violent protests and fears of political volatility in the Caribbean nation. A U.S. delegation and other dignitaries hurried to vehicles as reports emerged of shots fired and crowd control gas used on protesters outside the funeral. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the U.S. remains deeply concerned about the unrest in Haiti.
In this critical moment, Haiti's leaders must come together to chart a united path that reflects the will of the Haitian people.
Authorities have said that at least 26 suspects have been arrested in the killing, including 18 former Colombian soldiers. Police are still looking for several more suspects they say were involved in the assassination plot. This is VOA News. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has told Congress that she will start taking emergency measures next week to keep the government from an unprecedented default on the national debt. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In a letter to House and Senate leaders, Yellen said her actions will buy time until Congress can pass legislation to either raise or suspend the debt limit. It's been suspended for the past 2 years, but is set to go back into effect at the end of the month. If Congress does not act by August 2nd, Yellen says additional extraordinary measures will be needed to prevent the United States from defaulting on its obligations. That, she says, would cause irreparable harm to the U.S. economy and the livelihoods of all Americans. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The participant in the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots, nicknamed the QAnon Shaman, is negotiating a possible deal with prosecutors. Reuters' Zachary Gelman reports.
Jacob Chansley, nicknamed the QAnon Shaman, showed up bare-chested, face-painted, wearing a horned headdress and bearing a flag affixed to a spear. He faces charges including civil disorder and obstructing an official proceeding. And his lawyer told Reuters Chansley is negotiating a possible plea deal with prosecutors after prison psychologists found he suffers from a variety of mental illnesses. Federal prosecutors have arrested more than 535 people on charges of taking part in the violence, which saw rioters battle police, smash windows, and send members of Congress and then Vice President Mike Pence running for safety. About 20 defendants have so far pleaded guilty to federal charges in connection with the attack, according to a government tally.
That's Reuters' Zachary Gelman. Cleveland, Ohio's Major League Baseball team has a new name. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The team has been the Indians since 1915.
Together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
The new name was revealed in a video narrated by Tom Hanks. The change was triggered by a national reckoning by teams and institutions to permanently drop logos and names considered racist.
And now it's time to unite as one family, one community, to build the next era for this team in this city, to keep watch and guard what makes this game the greatest.
3 years ago, the Indians stopped wearing their Chief Wahoo logo on their jerseys and caps. Not far from the team's ballpark, on a bridge over the Cuyahoga River, are two large landmark stone edifices referred to as Guardians. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. We'll be right back.